Office raider admits crime 4 years later. A builder who helped burgle a warehouse has been ordered to do 350 hours of voluntary work and pay compensation. Harry Blois and Liam Martin, who were both 18 at the time, raided the Commodity Centre in Great Braxted in July 2020 after forcing open a window. No alarm system was set and the two broke into filing cabinets and a safe before stealing IT equipment, cameras and a jar of money, a court heard. They then loaded £26,191 of goods into a transit van which they took using a set of keys from inside the office. After a member of staff at the business reported the burglary, police used cameras to track the transit van, which was spotted on the A12. Investigators traced DNA prints back to the two defendants, with Martin later admitting burglary. Blois, who had no previous convictions, denied burglary, and the case was set to go to trial before the defendant changed his plea when appearing at Colchester Magistrates Court for committal. Chair of the bench, Martin Stutchfield, told him he had been very stupid, unwise and immature in his actions. Blois of Elm Close Tiptree was sentenced to 250 hours of unpaid work and ordered to pay £500 compensation. The court heard a victim impact statement read out by Sharon Hall, prosecuting, on behalf of staff and employees at the Commodity Centre. It read, "This has left lasting emotional scars on all of us. The sense of violation and vulnerability it has caused is palpable." The court was told Blois, now 23, had since completed an apprenticeship and had been working in France, putting up fencing ahead of the Paris Olympics.